Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame! Our lexia for today is arostia. Arostia, or disease. That old adage, health is wealth, is true. Human beings dread coming down with an arostia or disease. Sometimes it can be genetic, and other times, bad luck, like catching a terrible virus from someone around you. But at the end of the day, arostia or disease can be minimal if you do a few things. Get plenty of sleep, move your body, manage your stress, nourish with whole foods, and hydrate with fresh, clean water. Do these and keep arostia at bay. Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia, nearly eternal. The oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit KefiLife.com. Hello and yamas. You're listening to the Kefi Life Podcast, episode 164 with me, Kiki Vale. Today, a look-see at chapter one of my book. This one is titled, Why Before How. As I'm writing my chapter, it's rewarding because the action of writing is cathartic, and writing thoughts down on paper, clearing up so many things in my head, it's bringing me an element of clarity. And P.S., I recommend this exercise for you. Like, if you're going through some decision-making or you're trying to think things through, write it down. It will just open up a whole world of clarity and also answers, quite possibly. Anyhow, the chapter I'm on now, Why Before How, takes me back to my eureka moments. It's a funny thing about how a singular event can open your eyes to your purpose in just a split second. Pablo Picasso said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. I was young when my purpose was revealed to me. The bug, by the way, can bite you at any time and any age, so beware of this. At 12 years old, I did not realize that when my middle school teacher invited me to be the MC for both the upcoming pep rally and school play, that by doing these jobs, I would in a moment discover my purpose, my entire career path. It's right. Can you imagine this one so young and knowing at that moment what you'll do for the rest of your life? Honestly, it's not a complicated thing. It's a deep-seated event that we experience that drives us to that aha moment, the discovery of why we want to do that big thing, begin it, and keep going with it. Viktor E. Frankl wrote in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how, end quote. P.S., I highly recommend this book. It improved my perspective. This why that you have will keep you going when it's hard, when it's confusing, and when everything seems hopeless, because you've attached a why to it. Simon Sinek encourages a person to ask themselves to pick something, if they're looking for their why, that brings complete joy, and then do this thing. The feeling that you get when you do the thing that makes you joyful is why you choose it and why you want to keep doing it. It just feels right. It makes you happy. It energizes you. It's not a science problem, friends. It's just human nature. Follow the little voice that's telling you to do your thing. Trust your gut. Now, in most cases, we do something because we're good at it and because it then will help others because we're just doing our thing effortlessly. kind of similar to like when a person decides that they want to become a doctor and they have to choose a specialty, and they choose a specialty that they have a personal connection to. Okay, I didn't become a doctor, but I'll give you an example that's kind of like this. When my mother got type 2 diabetes and then cancer, I was bound and determined to change my life and choose a healthier and more natural, organic protocol to living because of her suffering, because of her pain, because I didn't want to go through it and I didn't want others to go through what I was seeing my poor mother go through. The transformation that I was going through to get better through an improved lifestyle of organic, holistic living was one that I felt compelled to share with the community and therefore help educate them on the benefits of living whole, natural, and holistic. I was thinking to myself, maybe that change would or will save a life. The operative word, help. We should always be helping someone else to be better, because in doing so, we get better. It's a cyclical and reciprocal approach. Now, don't worry. We do each have a special gift in life that we and we alone are good at. And by doing it, we help someone else. One day, a while back, my husband came into my home office and he just couldn't believe that I was still working after so many hours. I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. I was just having so much fun doing the work that I was doing. And he said, "Oh my God, what are you doing in here? You're like an Olympic athlete training in your natural habitat. You've just got gold on your mind." And truth be told, gold is always on my mind when I'm doing that, which I love because it's just so enjoyable to me. It kind of stayed with me what he said, because he didn't really understand why I was in there. I was just there creating, not thinking about what the reward would be, just what it was doing for me and how it could possibly help someone else. It kept me going. It wasn't work. It was just pure joy doing the thing that I love. Love what you do and you will never work a day in your life. Okay, here's an exercise to get you thinking about your why. Ask yourself, am I excited to begin every day with my work? Do my connections make me happy? Am I enjoying them? Will I learn by doing this thing? Will someone else learn? Does the why match up with my value system? I'll put myself in the example. I value whole person well-being. And this value system must align with my work and my lifestyle that I live. And then I therefore impart it on my family, friends, and others. So the value system is super important for me. This is why I positively communicate a message orally or written that aligns with my values, because it will influence and encourage you, the listener or reader, to make a productive and hopefully healthy choice in life. Thus, why I bring you Keffi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil. It's an overall healthy effect on your mind, body, and soul. What I'm presenting to you helps you, but it aligns with my value system, so I know it's good and I keep going with it. It provides this message about Keffi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil. It provides one basic way to achieve overall health by getting enough healthy fats and polyphenols through the superfood. Simple enough. You win, I win. It's a win-win. Friends, whatever you do in life, know your why. Start with it and not the other way around. Why before how? If you're feeling a little bit like overwhelmed with all this information because I'm giving it to you fast and furious, and maybe it's becoming insurmountable, consider the words of Marie Curie. Life is not easy for any of us, but what of that? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing must be attained. Friends, this is why we do anything and why it keeps us going. We know our why, we're good at it, and we share it with the world. Have I whet your palate to find or follow your why? I hope so. And you're going to learn lots more in the chapter in my upcoming book. So you got to hang tight for that one. But in the meantime, next week, I'm going to give you a look at chapter 2, which is titled Morning Routine. For if you miss the morning, you miss the day. Wishing you olakala all is well. And until next week, check me out on Instagram at KeffiLife_, LinkedIn at Kihi Vale, and sign up for my newsletter when you visit my website, KeffiLife.com. As we say in Greece, Kali Sinechia, or good continuation, or good rest of your day. Filakia. Kisses.
Kihi Vale is the founder of Keffi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KefiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.